Number One by Lady Gaga, Poker Face here on Susie Breakfast, and it's now time for our special guest on the phone. She was originally born in Portugal, actually, and then moved to London to pursue her career in music in 2015, and she's probably one of the most enthusiastic guests I've ever had on this show. No disrespect to anybody else, but she's absolutely buzzing for this. So welcome to the show. Good morning, Logan Parker.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you so much. So happy to be on your show.
That's all right. You're welcome. How is everything going on?
Yeah, pretty good now. Out of lockdown, I've got a couple of gigs lined up. I'm playing on tomorrow, actually, in Shoreditch.
Oh, very nice.
So, yeah, back gigging, and it feels so good just to be out there just performing. I don't know, seeing people. It's just, it feels great. It's just so good for a musician. I mean, a year that has been so difficult without playing live music. It really kills a musician, so I'm really happy to just be back playing gigs. It's brilliant.
I can imagine. So, yeah, what is it like post-lockdown? Because didn't you had a gig last week, I think it was 7th, at Eccleston Yards Market?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, how did that all go down? And what's the difference now with live music? Because obviously so much has changed because of the restrictions that we still have.
Indeed, it's true. So it was like an outdoor gig, and the weather was lovely in Victoria. It was such a beautiful market. Eccleston Yards is just so cute, and everyone was just so excited to be part of the gig and to be, you know, listening to live music. And I had such a wonderful reaction from you know, the fans there, and it was just so overwhelming. I was just so happy. I think it was one of the best gigs I can remember because. It just felt so good. I think everyone was really, really happy just to be outdoors, enjoying the sunshine, listening to live music. It was just brilliant.
I can imagine, like, beers flowing, everyone's, like, got good food, listening to music, and then just the whole vibe is just there.
Yeah, indeed. And I think a musician needs this so much. I think we need this closure with people. We need to feel that love, and you can do live streams, but it's not the same thing because you don't get people's reactions like in real time, and it's so good to see people's faces while they are enjoying your songs. And yeah, I had like one fan who came to me in the end and told me, you know what, Logan, I love your originals much better than your covers. And I was so happy. I was like, oh my god, I love that.
That's what an artist wants to hear though, don't
exactly.
they want to hear their originals are better. So is that the best crowd you've ever played to, or?
Well, it's difficult to say. I think before the lockdown, I was playing a regular gig at the Bridge in Shoreditch. Such an amazing venue, really picturesque, and like it looks like he came out of like a Quentin Tarantino movie. So I invite everyone.
Oh God! Oh yeah, one of those.
In Shoreditch, yeah, you're more than invited, Chris.
Oh, I'm coming. When's your next one?
So on Saturday from 9 p.m. and it's also like an outdoor gig. They have like a beautiful beer garden, and Saturday.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Is it resident? Is it every week?
Well, if it goes well this Saturday, I'll do it every week. Let's see how it goes. It's
okay.
Like a pilot.
Okay. Well,
pilot gig.
Maybe not. I might be able to not make it this Saturday, but I'll book the next Saturday off and I'll come down.
If he carries on, I'll keep on inviting you. But
every week.
Yeah, I remember before this last lockdown kicked in November, it was my birthday, and I just had like the most amazing gig there, and everyone was such, like, so like enjoying the music, singing along, and it was just beautiful. I think that was one of the best audiences I've ever got. So yeah, beautiful place, definitely great, worth visiting, and great energy.
Yeah, it sounds great. Definitely coming down. So where did it all begin? Where was the start for you?
Right, so I was born in Portugal, sunny Portugal. I was actually stuck for 3 months there before I came here 2 weeks ago. I went to spend Christmas with my family, and I ended up staying longer because of the flight restrictions, and I wasn't able to get back. I got like 3 flights cancelled, and it was kind of crazy, but it was really good. My family is Portuguese, and my parents gave me a guitar when I was like 17. But, you know, they put me in the church choir when I was like 6. And I remember I loved it. I couldn't sleep at night before the rehearsals. And when we had performances, I just felt like the most special person on earth just to be able to step on stage with the other kids. And I really, really loved it. I loved, like, you know, learning the songs and singing them. And yeah, just getting that feeling of being on stage at such an early age is it's really addictive. So I guess that really put me into music to start with, and then later on, 17, I start writing my own songs on my guitar, and yeah, and then my mom she started getting me gigs, and she was like, "You ready to gig? I'm gonna get you gigs." And I remember I was a really shy teenager, and I was like, "No, mom, please, I really want to be just in my bedroom, just playing my music." And she was like, "No, you're ready to go." And she got me a bunch of gigs, and I was really bad.
That's the hardest thing, though, getting first out there, though, and getting those first few gigs out of the way, I assume.
Yeah, it's true. And then I remember I was just so terrible. I was really, I had this really crazy, like, stage fright, and she would come to me in the end, and she would be ruthless, and she would say, "Why didn't you talk to people? You didn't present yourself. You didn't even say anything. You're just like, you need to change this. You need to be a good performer, because you can do it." And then after a while, I got into that routine of practicing the things I would say to kind of overcome the stage fright. And then eventually I managed to do like a successful gig where everyone was enjoying it and I was really into it. And then that's how it happened for me. And since then, I've been craving to perform live. I think it's one of the best things for a musician.
There we go. That is one of the finest things. I've done a couple of open mics myself and I was terrified. Absolutely terrified. But how would people like identify your music? Like what genre and what vibe do they go for?
I think they really understand the language. I think they really understand that I've got like so many soul influences, but also like 70s rock and roll, and mostly because I grew up listening to this kind of music. And I think they really engage with the lyrics and the message that my songs have, because they're so personal, and I think they're really honest, and I think people like that. I think people like when you're like straightforward and honest and you just speak up your mind, and that's what I do with music, because I'm a shy person, so I think music allows me to be completely carefree and honest and just like, you know, to get out there without any concern of what others might think, because after all, it's a work of art now, and it's just not my own experience. It's a poem. So yeah, I think that really motivates me, and I'm glad people enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm glad they do. So your brand new release, Walking Alone, is that like you opening up in a way, or what's the story behind it?
Yeah. So I wrote Walking Alone like a couple of years ago, before I came here, actually. And I remember I was going through like a breakdown. I was really depressed and sad, and I remember then I was just like hitting people with my demo and just, you know, trying to get like a break and opportunity, and people were being really ruthless and mean, and they were just like being really hard on criticism. And I think for a really young musician, that can sometimes, you don't have what it takes to deal with that criticism. I'm sure people don't have a bad intention when they do that. I'm sure they have the best of intentions, which is, you know, for you to improve your craft. But back then I was really hurt, and I was going through some personal issues as well, and then I wrote Walking Alone, and I think it's a really, really, like, it's very straightforward. It's like an outburst of someone who's really on the verge of something really difficult to deal with. And at the time I couldn't speak up, I couldn't tell how I was feeling to anyone, and that was my way of, you know, venting and just getting things out of my chest. And after I wrote the song, I felt so much better, and and the response has been incredible. I had so many musicians actually contacting me and say, "Logan, those lyrics are exactly my life, and thank you so much for releasing this song. I really feel identified with it." It's really, really heartwarming to get this sort of feedback when you put something like Walking Alone out. And and I dedicated it to the memory of Sarah Everard. At the time, she was on the news, and it was so sad to see this young woman walking home alone, and then she got killed in such a terrifying, horrible way. So I think it's truly honest song that has this really 60s kind of groove. The drums and bass kick in the song, And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this.
I think people are going to love it. I think like in a minute when we play it, we're going to love it. So we'll play it after. We're going to play it after the news. But I've got one more question for you. So how do people find your song? How do they find your music? And what's in store for Logan Park in the next few months?
Right. So I'm really lucky to have like the greatest fans ever. They're just so sweet. All through lockdown, I've been like doing like live streams, and they've been so wonderful. They've been buying my CDs. You can actually, here's an invitation for everyone listening. You can buy my music on my website, loganjparker.com. I have like a limited edition of my EP in vinyl. So yeah, and people have been so supportive and so kind, and I just feel so grateful. I just want to get into the next level, because there's only so much you can do by yourself. And as an independent musician, the road gets really tough sometimes, because you have to fund yourself, you have to do everything yourself, and it can get really, really difficult sometimes. So I would love to find a manager and an agent and maybe a label, I don't know, just to kind of help me, you know, with the next steps. Because I really want to reach a bigger audience. I really want to connect with people more than anything. I want people to listen to my music. So yeah, that would be great. And thank you so much, Chris, giving me this opportunity and for playing my music. You've been so kind. Ever since I contacted you, you were so open and so generous. So thank you so much. You made my day.
I tried to. I tried to. Well, fingers crossed things will pick up for you, and we'll definitely get you back on the show soon.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. That's all right. Well, take care of yourself, and we'll definitely hear from you soon. Thanks for coming on.
And you too. All the best to you, Chris, and all the best to Susie Radio. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Logan. Cheers.
Bye.
Okay, that was Logan Parker, who was on the show, and definitely check out her website, loganparker.com, all her social medias. She's popping on there all the time, so definitely check her out, and her new release, Walking Alone, which we're going to play after the news, which is up now.